We are on that. Design number days. Next to the last line, when the column is still thin, Homarovet, Gimel Midos Besake. There are three different halachas by Sakinim. Hageres, if there is a pegima in the sakin that it holds back, let's say if you're baidik with a tzipeirin, and the pegima holds back the tzipeirin from going further, lo yishchait, one should not shecht. V'im shochat, shchita say psula. And it's a posula shchita. The pegam is kaireya the simonim. Misuch seches, we had before that there's only a blita on one side that doesn't have a musha mishnei atzdodim. Lo yishchait bo lechatchila, one should not use a sakin misuch seches. Vim shochat shchitos ekshera. But b'dieved, if he shechted with such a sakin, b'dieved it is kosher. Oila v'yoyreit, what is, if the sakin is not straight, that means there is a slope, it goes down, then it goes up, and the siches chulen has a picture of a sakin that's oila v'yoyreit. If it is oila v'yoyreit, so then the halacha is sheichet bo lechatchila. Then one is permitted to shech lechatchila, even though the chud ha-sakin is not exactly straight, but there's no pgimis in it. Let us see what Rashi says. Shchitosa ikshayra, the shchita is kosher, uchidakimna, and that what we said, Mesuch Seches, the shchita is kosher, what's the Girsa Sabach, uchidakimna, the kaima bereshe, the sakina, that the, by the beginning of the sakin, we have the sichsuch, so that means by the time it gets to the pegam, the sakin as yet had not cut the urim boso, so the yerida to the pegam will not be kareya the simonim, because we're not after the simonim betchilas achitoch. Uchshehoylech v'loy hevi, and also we have to say it is speaking about that he went only in one direction. He was melech v'loy hevi. Va'filo hochi sememele. So what is wrong? Lo yishchet lechatchila shemo yelech v'yovi. Maybe he will be melech or maybe, and then otake be apostle l'shchite. So these are the gimel midos pesakin. Megeres is psula, mesuch seches, leishchet bo lechatchila, neile v'yoyred, sheichet bo lechatchila. Omar lei Rav Huna b'reid Rav Nechemya l'Rav Ashi, amret lon mishmei derove, mesuch seches psula. You told us, mishmei derove, here Rav said, that Mesuch Seches is Ksheira. You told us, Mishmei Derove, Mesuch Seches Psule, V'Omar Rove, Mesuch Seches Ksheira. Here we have this Memra of Rove, that Mesuch Seches is Ksheira. So the Gemara says, Loi Kashe, Kan Shehoylech V'Hevi, if he was meilich the sakin, and then he brought it back. So in the process of bringing it back, he's kereya the simen already. Kan shahilech v'loy hevi. But if he was only meilich and he wasn't maybe, so the sichsich b'reish ha-sakin will not be kereya the simen. Zog Teisvis, kan shahilech v'hevi. The Gemara could have said, "Had the kaima areisha the sakine, or the kaima beemtza." The Gemara could have said a different mahalach that if the sichsach is bereisha sakin, so then it's kosher. If it's beemtza sakin, so by the time the chituch will come to the sichsach already. So the Rosh HaSakin already was Chaytach Da'ir and the Basal, and then the Sichsach will be Kareya the Simen. The Gemara could have said another text. Omar Lei Rav Ache Bereid Rav Ivye Le Rav Ashi. Rav Ache Bereid Rav Ivye Es Rav Ashi Domye Le Saso Mai. Now what is the Saso? So Rashi says, Dom Yilisaso Arishka, which is Zikan HaShibolim. The Shibolim of the, that grow on a chite, so around it, there are things that are growing out, which are fuzzy. She'ein Eicholok, it is not smooth, it is fuzzy. Kach sakin she'ein piyocholot. So yes, the mashail, if you have a sakin that the edge is not completely smooth, avol pagam ein lo, but there's no pagima also. It is not completely smooth, but there's no pagima that it's a peirin will get stuck in the pagima, or the simon will get stuck in the pagima. It doesn't have a pagima, but it is not smooth. Ashpira belaz, it's a little rough, but there's no pagima. So yes, the mashaila, what is the din by l'domye l'sasa ma? Just like a sasa is fuzzy, this is the zkan ashibolim. So Mamela, what'll be the din if you'll have a chut, the edge of the sakin will also be similar to the zakan ashibole. Amalei, so Ravashi answered him, Mayoiv lon mi bisrei v'ochlino. If someone will give me the meat from such a behema that was geshochten with a sakin, as domulisase, I'll eat it. That means there's no problem. Omar Rav Chisda minayin lebdike sakin min ha-toyre. How do we know that min ha-toyre before one shechs, one is mechuyev to be bodik the sakin? Shenemar, there's a posik that Shoal said, it seems that Shoal was bodik the sakin, Ushchatetem boze va'achaltem. So boze means this was a sakin that was nivdak al yedei shol, and then you're permitted to eat from such a shchita. So the Gemara brings a posik. Frek the Gemara pshita. Why do you need a posik for this? This is logic. Kiven dechi noka treife. If there will be a pegime, and the pegime will make a nekev in the simen, so the behemah is treife, is boy b'dike. So fashteitzich you need b'dike. Why do you have to bring a posik from a shchatet and bozeh? It's poshik, you need b'dike. So the Gemara says, l'chocham kamrina. I say, I learn that from the posik, if not a poshita person should be boidik, you need a bedikas chochem. Agavuche, we'll come later, but I'd just like to mention the Rav Magid, Riza Naraivet, that Raivet says, Shatam Shatzriche Bezois HaMitzveh L'Chocham Yaisa me mitzvahs acheres. Why by all other mitzvahs you don't need the psa'achacham should be boidik, the tzitzis and other things. And here we need that achacham should be boidik. Mipnei shetzorich lepanois hamachshove heitei b'shas abdike. B'shas abdike, you need complete concentration. Kedei sheyargish bepgime, that you should be margish the pgime. Shreyono roim, we see, shepaomim yibdei ka'odam asakin, v'loyim tse'en apguma, a person would be baitik the sakin, and doesn't find a pgam. V'yagze achekach v'yibdeik, v'yim tse'en apguma, then he'll be baitik it again, and he'll see that it is pogo. Ein ze ki im royalei shepona ledvorim acherim. So the whole reason this occurred is because Bishas Maisi wasn't concentrating. Umibnei shetzorich le'ion godol. Since one needs ion godol to be boidik the sakin, v'havi kemoi hayro choshishu lozeh. So that means this is not something that a layman could be makhen. You need a psalchochem who has a tremendous sima slave, that with a sima slave he'll be makhen if there's a pkima or not. So mamele, so the Gemara says, that's the limud from the posik. The limud from the posik is, and you need a bdike lechoch. Frek the Gemara, v'omar Rabbi Yochan, le omru lahari sakin lechochem, elo mibnei kevoidei shel chochem, but not me'ikar adin we could be soimach on the bdikes ha-tabo, no mibnei kevoidei shel chochem, they said that a chochem should be boidek. So the Gemara says, Einach Hanami, Midarabona, the holding B'dikis, Chochem is only at Rabona de Kedin, Okro Asmachte Ba'almehu. The Pasuk is Asmachte Ba'almeh. Agavuche, they bring down that we are speaking about that the Bizman Chazal, the tabach was the butcher was the sheichet also. So he was a psazoi, isha ishkailas, a psazoi. So the butcher and the sheichet is a ps, so it's not so poshet, so therefore we need a bdikas chochem. Nowadays that we have a miyuchedike sheichet, that's, he's not a butcher, he's not selling the meat, he's miyuchad l'shchita, so therefore we are makel that the bdike of the sheichet alone is master. But here we're speaking about this man chazal, and the posuk is asmach the balma. Zogt Rashi, Shchatetem boze b'sholksi midekomar boze shma mino sakin bodeklem. He was bodek a sakin for them. So the Gemara says, kiven di inokav, why didn't the posik, kiven di inokav leveshet mitrifo shite debinem bedike de ikep gam nokiv le amru kain. So the Gemara says, I have Yechon, this is the Amru Lara Sakin Elmi Nekvoy De Yishol Chochom. Neyu Bevana Mikro Yafin Elo. So the Gemara says that the cause has macht the Balma. Bemarove Botki Lo Bishimsha. In Eretz Yisrael, they were Boidik the Sakin through the sun, using the rays of the sun. So Rashi says, Tupshata, Bishimsha Naisnen Oisa Bishemesh, V'royin Bechuda. That means they held up the Sichas Chulin, here's a picture. That means they held up the Sakin towards the sun. The rays of the sun were shining, so the Sakin blocked the sun. The Sakin blocked the sun because the Sakin was in front of him. Now, if there was a gum in the Sakin, so they could see the rays of the sun going through the, by the top of the Sakin, they held the Tchudah Lamayla, and if they saw some light penetrating, they realized that there was a pgam in the Sakin. That's one shot. Lishna achine hoylech umaamida b'shemesh chuda lamaylo umistakel betzilo shel Sakin. The other way, not that he looked. That the sun was blocking the sun, but he held the sakin and then he looked at the tail, that the shadow that the sakin was making, and from the shadow one could see if there was a pgam. So the chelik, if there was a pgam, there was no shadow. Lishnachina hoylech umamida b'shemesh chuda lamaylo. Umistakel betzilo shel sakin. You look at the shadow that the sakin makes. Vim yesh pgam besakin niko betzel shachama nichneses bepkam. Shachamas nichneses bepkam. Zot the Gemara weiter. Binardo botkulo b'maya. Nerdo, they were boidik the sakin b'maya. So here again, Rashi says tupshatim. One pshat Rashi says b'maya, hoifech chudo lemato, that the edge of the sakin is lemato, umaylicha al pnei hamaya, and he skims over the water with the sakin. He has, let's say, a basin full of water. We have a picture over here. And he skims over the water with the sakin. And as follows, so what's going to happen? It's skimming over the water. V'nyesh pegam. If there is a pagam in the sakin, oikets oise kemin charitz b'mayim balichosa. So you'll see in the water a furrow where with how the sakin is going, because the water enters into the charitz. So you see a furrow in the mayim. So there were, so you could tell this by looking at the mayim. Lishna achine, hoifech chudo lemaila. The edge of the sakin is lemaila. Va'oichso biyodai bishipua, and he holds it on a slant. He holds the sakin on the slant. Roisho lemato, umatif al chudo be'etzboi. And he puts a drop of water on the chut. In yesh sham pagam, now if there's a pagam in the sakin, in yesh sham pagam, is v'neitlam sham, v'en yecheilam leilech ad reisha. And yes, yam pagam hamayim neiflim shom, vein yecheilim leilech ad roisha. The Sichas Chulin gives a picture over here, so we could see what we're speaking about. Here we have the sakin, and he puts a drop on top of the sake, and one drop, and as the drop goes down, if there's a pgam in the middle of the sake, so the drop will get stuck in the pgam, and it won't go all the way till the end of the sake. The Siches Chulin says, Bizman Chazal, the edge wasn't razor sharp. If it's razor sharp, the water will go through. It wasn't razor sharp, so Mamela, so there was a cavity that could hold this drop of water, and it won't go further down. So Mamela, they were able to be boidik the sakin by putting a drop on the handle that he's holding it, and it would glide down the edge of the sakin, and if there'd be a cavity or a pagam in the sakin, so this drop would remain there and wouldn't go till the end of the sakin. Loshen Moir. Rav Sheshes Bodak Lo Bereish Lishne. Rav Sheshes was boidik the sakin with his tongue. Again, it wasn't razor sharp. That's what the Siches Chulin says. They were able to do this. So Lamaisa, all they had to feel if there was a pagam, so the lashon, the tongue, was able to be magish if there's a pagam. Just one second. Rav Acha Bayake Bodaklo Bechut Hasayro. They took a hair, and the hair would, if the hair would, again, the hair didn't split. Again, it wasn't so razor sharp. And they took the hair over the edge of the sakin. So Mamele, the hair, if the hair got caught in a pagam, in a very small pagam, a hair can get caught. So they knew that there was a pgim in the sakin. Bisura Omri, in Surah, they said a different lomdus. Bisra Ochlo, that Lamaise, the sakin, is going to come in contact with the Beishit. And if there's a pagam in the sakin, so it will be Kereya the Beishit, is Bisra Lebotko, so you have to be Boidik the sakin and Boso. That means boso is softish, so memela something that's harder, so it could be, it won't be margish the pagam, something that's softer, so when it'll come into the pagam, it will be margish the pagam. So you have to be boidik it with boso. Oma rapope tzricho bdika abisro va'atufro Batloso Ruchoso. Now the Pope said that the Bdike has to be in a few ways. Number one, you have to be Boidik Abisro with Boso. That means we'll see the Bisar HaEtzpo, the Bisar HaLoshen, because we're cutting the Veshit, so we have to have a Pagam. We have to have a pgam that's nirgash al yedei boso. Va'atufra, and also we boidik it with the tzipoiren. The tzipoiren should be able to be margish the pgam also. So let us see what Taisa says. Abisra va'atufra, abisra mishum veishit, va'atufra mishum kone. So we have to have these two bdikis, if the pagam will be kereya the kone, or the pagam will be kereya the veshit. Vatloso ruchso. And three ruchais. What is the taish three ruchais? That means we need the edge of the sakin, the bottom edge of the sakin, and also the sides of the edge coming up. If there'll be a pagam on the sides of the edge, so this pagam, if there's a niche in the sides of the edge, so this niche could be get caught in the simonim, and will be kereya the simonim. So the sites coming up, you have to be baidik also. There's a very interesting vote from the Rosh. The Rosh brings down as follows, that you have to be meilech umevi, you have to go in both directions. So that's already two bedikas, meilech umevi. Yeah, it has to be bebisra ubetufra. You have to make the bedika meilech umevi with the etzba and then with the nail. So that's four, that's already four eifanim of bedika, meilech umevi. And with the bisra and tufra, it's two with the bisra, two with the tufra. So we have four bedikas, and now we have the two sides. So we have another eight. So there's 12 bedikas. So Pterosh, it's Merumes, Ushatem Bozeh. Bozeh is Gematria Yud Beis. That's how you have to be Boidik the Sakin. Let us see Rashi. Zek Rashi, Bisra Ochlo, Hibo Lachtech Boso, Lefichoch Iker Bdikoso, Beboso. Oy bereishl beboso. What's the title beboso? So Rashi explained. Oy bereishl ishne, oy bepsaretz boy. In boso ze poigeya bevkam, if the boso of the loshen or of the etzba will be poigeya bevkam, kein yitka boy bsar hasimin, so the bsar hasimin will also be poigeya. You won't make a bdika with boso. Shema dova kosher. Maybe it's hard. Oivel apgam cotton will be oivel apgam cotton. Ve'ein a chayva boy, chayga, and it won't get stuck there. Oidavo shu rach yoisa midai, something that's very soft. Softer than bosa, nichnas l'soich gam cotton, apopishen gam l'kalkulasim. Abisre b'sar ha'etzba, batloso ruchoso, be'emtza chudoi, and the edge, ubitzdodim, shemo nivgam oivei chudo bitzido, the thickness of the edge on the two sides, v'nechas hasimin ba'ukitz v'nikras, if there is a niche on the side of the sakin, so this niche can get caught in the simonim, and it will be kareya the simonim. Zot the Gemara weiter. Amalei l'rabina r'ravashi, Oma alon Rav Samo bereide Rav Misharshi and Mishmoch, that Rav Samo told us in your name, the Amrit Lei Mishmei Derove, you told him Mishmei Derove, means we'll see in Rashi, Rav Ashi never saw Rove, he didn't hear from Rove, but you told him that you heard that Rove had said, Tzricho b'dike abisro ba'atufro batlosa ruchso. That you need b'dike and the boso and the tzipoiren and the three ruchis. So he wanted to find out if that's taka true, that the Rav Ashi said this over. So Rav Ashi said, Omalei, so Rav Ashi answered him as follows. Abisro ba'atufro omri. I told him that because you have to be boidik with the bosa and with the tzipoyrim, but lo sa ruchsa lo yomri. And in the three ruches, I didn't tell him. Ike da amri, others said he told them over as follows. Abisra ba'atufra bat lo sa ruchsa omri. I told them, takim, you have to be boidik with the bosa and the tzipoyrim. and Tvi Ruches, Abo Mishmei Darov Eloi Omrif. I didn't tell them, I didn't tell them I heard this Mishmei Darov. Zot Rashi, and this Rashi, this with the Rashi, this with the Zastar, the Kalechad Oma Mishmei Deployni, Loi Shoma Mimenu, he didn't hear from him personally, Alamachem Shoma Shekiblua Mimenu. Kiho, the Ravashi, Leiros Rava Meoilam, Ravashi never saw Rava, Kedoma Basari Yuxim, Yem Shemais Rava, Noilad Ravashi. Zog de Gemara weiter. Ravine ve Ravache berei de Rove ave yos ve ikame de Ravashi. We're sitting upon the Ravashi. Aisu sakin le kame de Ravashi le bokta. So they brought a sakin to Ravashi. Ravashi should be boydik to sakin. Homa lei le Ravache, so Ravashi told Ravache, berei de Rove, bitko, you should be boydike. Botko, atufro, va abisro, va tlosa ruchusa. So he made all these bdikes with the yatspa, with the tzipoyren, and the three ruches. Homa lei, ye yasho. Okay, you did very good. Vechenom Rav Kahane, vechenom Rav Kahane. Rav Yeimer Oma Atufre Ba'abisro Tzricho Atloso Ruchso Loi Tzricho. Rav Yeimer said, you don't need Atloso Ruchus. You don't need to be Boidik Minat Stodim. And Rav Yeimer Boderai Miloi Oma Rav Zeire Oma Shmuel, we had before, Libein Sakin. If a person was Malabin a Sakin, Vishochad bo, Shchitose Ksheiro, Shechidudo Koidem Lelibuna. That means you have here a hot Sakin. Now, Shchite is a Yidei Chitoch, not a Yidei Shchite. So when you have, when the Sakin, you have a hot Sakin that comes in contact with the Bosa, So Shmuel said that the edge of the cutting edge of the sakin doesn't have too much heat, because it's very thin. So shechidudo koydem lelibuna, so the chtach comes before the koyach hachaim of the libun. So memele, so it's kosher, so it's called the shechita was a yedei sakin. The kashalo, we yes the kasha, fine. So the etzem chatiche is al yedei hasakin, not al yedei halibu. The kashalo haikat dodim, we yes the kasha, but as the sakin progresses down, so then the sides of the sakin, which are thicker, and there is, they are hot take, so the sides of the sakin will burn the stodim of the veshit. And lemaise, since the behemoth wasn't as yet geshochten, so become treife. We had before Taisva says, a nekev passels the shchita, because it's a nekev before it was completely geshochten. Even though the nekev is on the chelik that was already geshochten, but lemaisa, since this whole simen, right, the simen wasn't geshochten, so the chaim of the libum should be matrif the shchita. We ask then akashe, ha'ikat stodim. Va'amrinon, so what was the teretz on this kashe? Eis ha'shchita milvach rova. that b'shas teshchita, the two sides separate. So lemaise, the tzdotei asakin do not touch the two sides. That means they separate as it's being cut. So the two sides do not touch the simonim. The simonim which are nechtach do not come in contact with the sides of the sakim. Ochinami beis ashchite mervach robach. So the same thing is, so since the basis shchitas is mevach rova, so why do you have to be boidik the two sides of the sakin? The two, although there's a niche, there's a pagam in the two sides of the sakin, but they will not come in contact with the simonim because it's mevach rova, basis shchita mevach rova. That is why Rav Yehma held that it is not necessary to be boidek all three sides. What does Rashi say? Yiyasha yofo asiso v'chein amar Rav Kahane v'chach tzricha. We learn the next Rashi. Atlos aruch saloi tzriche. Im yesham kam betzid alich beslon. Doesn't matter. Dein tzidei asakin noigim besimen. Mekiven shechotroi kudo shel sakin. Since the edge of the sakin cut it. Hu misravech lekan u lekan. The two tzodim separate one from the other. And the sides of the sakin do not come in contact at all with the tzdode asimit. Shechidu de koidim lulibuna. Shmuel said, koidim sheyichvena hasimim belibon, before it gets burned, hu nechtach bechidut. So the Gemara asked, hoiket tzdodim, shenichvu, they got burnt betzide asakim, koidim shetigom hashchite, before the shchite will end, they're gonna get burnt, but I see money talfis ne lodimbo, kivin shabesh nisra. So memele, so Rabbi Yehma tainet that it is not necessary to be boidek the two stodim, because they will never come in contact with the simonim since milvach rovach. Vafilohochi, that's what Rabbi Yehma holds. Vafilohochi, taimelon keravache, v'raf kahan, v'rashi, v'kula meroi, damri tzriche, abischa, v'atutre, v'atlas ruchsa, v'imshoch v'leibodem koinim shrite, v'oidek la'acha shrite. Now, what is Takib Shat? What is Takib Shat? We have a machloikis in this. Chadiyay mebola raya. From Shmuel, that Shmuel said, Beis ha-shchida milvach robach. So, as a tachut, he says, so you don't have to worry that the size of the sakin will come in contact with the simonim. So the Rosh says, three mahalchim, why we don't hold like Rabbi Yehma. One mahalach is, we don't hold like Rav Zeira Milvach Rovach. Forget that's Rav Zeira Mashmu, that's Ashtik Teire. We don't hold like that. We don't hold of Milvach Rovach. In Lamais we have to know, Yom Milvach Rovach, Nit Milvach Rovach is Hashay Le Namashu, Mr. Tome. So Rav Zeira said, it's enough Rovach that the Chaim will not make a naked. We hope it's not enough rovach. These are some sort of a separation. But it's not sufficient to ensure that it won't be nichve. It's not sufficient to ensure that there a niche in the tzodei asakin will not be kereya the simen. That's one mahalach. We don't pass on like Rabzai. A second mahalach, the Rosh says, very interesting. de milvach rovach mahani lehinotel mikvias halibun שאין מספשת לצטודם, אבל מושה של סכין יויצו ומספשתס ונרווחס בצידי השחיתה וקראתס. Is the Rosh says something very interesting, that the heat should burn the צטודי הסימן, so it is enough that the separation that the סימן separates בשעה שחיתה is enough to ensure that the heat will not burn it. But if there is a niche, so that revach is not sufficient to ensure that the tzdode yasimin will not get caught in the pagam and the tzdodim, so memele, samivach revach is only sufficient for the chshash kviya of getting burnt and not of the chshash kriya. And then a third teretz, the Rosh says something very interesting, that when a person knows that it's a sakin melubin, so he knows it's scary. That means he knows that it's dodei hasakin can burn the dodei hasimin. So he makes sure that the chituch is perpendicular to the simin, it's straight. So memele, so it shouldn't, so it won't touch the two tzdodei asimin. Masha'enkein, so his awareness guides him that he should make a straight path if he's going to go on an angle, so it's really going to touch the sides of the simin. So by a sakin melubenes, zukterosh, so memele, he knows he has to be careful, so make a straight path. If he did not make a bdika on the two tzdodim, so he doesn't know there's something what to worry about. Ignorance is the light of bliss, so he thinks it's good, he has nothing what to worry about. So he won't be careful to make a straight chatach, so he might make the chatach on an angle, and if he makes the chatach on an angle, so then the niche in the tzdodei asakin can get caught in the simen, and it'll be Kereya the same. Zot the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Une Bar Rav Ketina, Omar Rav Shimon Ben Lokish, Shalois Pegimois Ein. There are three Pegimois that all have the same shield. Pegimais etzem bepesach, there's a law of etzem loisish perubay. So, when is it called a shever? We'll see. So it's a pegima that gives it a shame shever. Pegimais oizen bepchoyer, that pegimais oizen bepchoyer that makes it a balmum, and now you're allowed to shech the b'chor b'medine. That means you don't have to bring it for a korban. You could shech it without pidyon, and you're allowed to eat it. Azor, betume. Pegimas mum bekotchim. This is talking about, we'll see Rashi speaking about a nekeve. There's also a mum which is negeya a nekeve. And all these three pegimis have one shear, how big the pegime has to be. V'rav Chisda Omar, av pegime sakin. Av pegime sakin. So the heard is four pegimis that all have the same shear. V'idach, why didn't Rav Shimon ben Lakish mention pegime sakin? V'chulin loy kamayri. We're not speaking about chulin, we're speaking about kotshin. V'kulon pegimosam kedei pegimas hamizbeach. And all of them, the sheer pegime, and all these three in Yonim, is kedei pegimas hamizbeach. V'kamo pegimas hamizbeach kedei shetachker bo tzipoirim. That a tzipoirim will get stuck in the pagime. So if it touch a pagime that the tzipoyim will get stopped. So that passes by all these three inyonim. There's a machlokes harishayim. He says, "Lemaise." The Gemara seems to say that the shir pgime is chagiras as tzipayrim, which lechayre is not. We had before a botko b'shimsha, botko b'maya. There was a botko b'sar. They were chayish for a much smaller pagam. And here it says, the shiris chagiris atzipoire. So others say that they were machme, they did lefnim mishuris adin. Lamai said the shiris chake chagiris atzipoire. They were machme on a smaller pagime. Or others say there's a machloikis. And they held that a smaller chagir. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Gimel Pgime saying, Lishir Echad, these three Pgimes have one common shir. Begimes etzem bepesach, laber ala belab, the etzem loisish perubay, so one makes such a Pgime is over the lab. Pgimes oizen bepesach, Liyes ba'imum, that it has a teres mum, lishochet olo b'medina. That after it has a pegime so now one can shecht it b'medina. That means you don't have to bring it for a korban, you can eat it. You can eat it, a tzor can eat it. The stan, nivkema oznoi min haschus. The schus is the cartilage in the ear. So if there's a pagam of a hagiras sipayren, so there's a teres mum, and it's nechel b'medina, nishchad b'medina. So Rashi says, "Wodin l'shar mumim shel pagima niskorim sham." There's also a pagima sat sipayren. V'kamais enokat, he chaps on the first mum that is mentioned in B'chayres, that's oizen ha-B'chayres. P'gimis mum b'kotshim, now what is this? Nekevos. This is a mum that is only noyig by nekevos. K'goyim, now which kolben can you bring from a nekeva? K'goyim chatos or shlomim. Sheyesh behen pegimai she'enam lehagos bepchay. They have a pegime which is only shayich by nekeve. Chedesnan hosam bepchayres. Nivkam hazoiven bepchayr. Oy ha'elva spas beisarechem. Shall nekeve b'mugdosh. The Shittim Bekebetzu says, Hazoivim perish nartik shahakis chavoy boy. So it seems this nartik became nivgam v'chagiris tzipoyim. Or by nekeve sfas beisarech. Right. So Mamelis, he mentions there's a shear of Chagiras Tzipoyim. The Yikasha, Chagrashi, why does he have to elaborate Oizem B'chayr or Mum B'kotshim? Let him say, Linki P'kimis Mum B'kotshim V'kulam B'chlal. He says, the Mum B'kotshim, so everything is Nichlal, say the B'chayr B'chlal Kol HaKotshim.
So Rashi says, Itona hoche hava minen livsel meyakrovohu bichdei chagiras sipay.
But that passes, I would say, that all kochim become nifsal bahakrov.
בכדי חגיר סיפר המפסולו, אבל מום גומו לא יהבי לשוח את אולו במדינה, ומום עם הרבה פויסלם בבאים ובין הבחר נשחת עליהם, כדסנן ואילו שאין שויכתם עליהם לא במדינה שלא במדינה.
That means there's a unique הלוכה, there's a unique הלוכה by a בוחר, which is not by all other קורבנות. Now this פסולם הקדושים, you have to be poide. There's a din by a bukhoyer that there's a mum that it passes me a krove and it's sufficient that it's sufficient that's nechel be medine. And there are certain mumim by a bukhoyer which can only accomplish in its posala krove, but one is not permitted lishchet olo be medine. So memele, like we learned, Ve'elu she'ein shoichtam aleim lei b'migdosh v'lei b'medina. That means the mum is sufficient to pass a lakrove, but it's not sufficient to be matal lechel b'medina.
Lohochi tone p'kimas oizem b'b'chayim, shehuskere b'b'chayres linyan lishochet b'medina.
To tell us that this mum of chagiras sipoirem by b'chayir is sufficient that it's nechel b'medina.
מזבח שנפגע אמפוסו כדפינם בשחית הסקוצ'ים והקוצ' של קדושים סבחת אולוב אס אילו סכו באש למח,
which is a very difficult פוסק, וכי אולוב את הזבח, a person checks on the מזבח, אבל בזמן שהוא שולם ולא בזמן שהוא חוסר.
אי אולוב בשביל להקלוי מקשו בחסקוסי.
This is the Mizbeach is in the proper matzim, in the proper form, then you could shech the kol.
Shetachke adishtir. The Kvega brings down a posik and tillim, loshen akove, loshen akosef, sheiris chemais tachke. Rabbeinu Shalom holds back the chema. A tachka is a lotion, it holds back.
Fine. So now we have four things.
Kimes, etzim bepesach, ezim becher, mum bekotchim,
and all have the same shear of mizbeach.
Before we go further, let's see Taisvis and the last Taisvis and Namad Beis.
Pekimes oizem bebcher, pekimes mum bekotchim, itrech tabai, pekimes oizem bebcher, lishchet olav bemedine, that this is sufficient, that chagiris sepairin is enough of a mum to be matter lishchet olav bemedine. Vekotchim itzterech, mishum erve shal nekeve, vayhavi bechlal bcher. Inami itzach koshin v'loi neima p'kimas mum liposel me'al gabi mizbeach.
It's coming to tell us koshim, that means it's telling us two alochas. It's telling us p'kimas p'chayil, that's matah b'medine. It's telling us p'kimas koshim, telling us p'kimas koshim, which is poisel gabi mizbeach. So I would think as follows. Coach by name of Gimas Mumli Posa Megabi Mizbech have a posik pochis mechagira sipayim. To pass a lagabi mizbeach at a smaller mum is sufficient.
So that's why it says these two things. No, sai to pass a lagabi mizbeach by shakoch. And sai to be matter becher bimdine, there's one shear of Gimas of a machagira sipair.
Bahod lechoshe badai yu pkimis mizbeich, the dalit pkimis loim, the dalit pkimis ain, si nomei mishim te pkimis mizbeich bai diksiv, abonim shleimis.
Af ogav de bekotshim nami ksiv tomim,
Leimashme mamish beloy pegime. To become a kermis of shinim nechtach menu abosar or yaetzim, there are certain mumim. That means it doesn't have to be, tomim does not have to be literally tomim in all aspects. So memele, that's why here you need to tell us that by kochim and, that by kochim we have this shiur of chagira sipay. Frag die Gemorre weiter. Da kam die Mizmizbech, die ich schatach gebot zu führen. Meisvei. Frag die Gemorre, we learn it differently. Kam op Gimes am Mizbech, Rab Shimon ben Yechoy on Matefach. Rab Loza ben Yaakov oim a Kizayis. There's a different shir of Gimes am Mizbech. So the Gemorre says, Loi Kashi, ho besido, ho ba'avno. Now, Lamaise says, the Mizbeach was made of small stones that were attached together with sid and gefes and other materials. He says, the choymer of the Mizbeach was small stones, the Mizbeach avonim, there were many small stones. But then it was coated with sid. The Mizbech was coated with Sid. That means the outside coating was Sid. So Memele, so the Gemara says as follows. If there was a pagam in the outside coating of Sid, then the shir is Kebeya, then the shir is Kezayis or a Tefach. The stones which were used, the small stones, which were used to the, that the Etzem Mizbech was made from these small stones. These stones, each stone had to be smooth, that there shouldn't be a chagiras tzipoyren on each stone. Ha besidna, ha ba'avna. Zot Rashi, ba'avna kodohu. Kedersiv avonim shleimos. The avonim have to be shleimos, but the seed alone, the outer coating of the Mizbeach, which was made out of seed, that there was a larger shear in order to pass on the Mizbeach. The kam of kimis ha Mizbeach, they shetach kebot zeperim, zuk toisvi. Im toima, the heich bonu ha Mizbeach, how did they build the Mizbeach? The onu yimtzu avonim beloy pgimis. How could they find an even without a pgima of a chagiras tzipor? Vim yachliku be barzel, they'll smooth it out with barzel, with ikisur, leisonef aleim barzel. You can't do it with barzel. Velekol lemeim anami ayidei shomer, that they used the shomer. The shomer used to split the avonim. They were kaisim the shemus with the shomer. Dal kol choch ayidei shomer nami lo yir chaloke, shleitach kebem atzipayim. The shomer take cut, but it was not smooth, that there shouldn't be a chagiras tzipayim. How does Taisvis know this? In the Om of Meseches Avodah Zarah, Perek Rabbi Shmuel, Gavei Avne Mizbeach Sheshiktzum Anshe Yovam, the Anshe Yovam went, they were makdir on the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah. So these avonim, when the Hashmenoim took over the Beis HaMikdash, the gonzun Beis Hashmenoim. That means all these stones were niknas, but they were not usable for the Mizbeach anymore. Frag the Gemara, l'chayre, you could cast these stones by breaking them. The Gemara, heichinat. Nit verinun, to break them, avonim shleimus or machmon. Nin serinu, peirish lasis ben beloi pegime. Let's be mevatel the stones by cutting them. By tonifleim balsa or malachmon. Frektois was vahashte, if you will say that the shomer is capable of cutting a stone that there shouldn't be chagiras tzipoyren, the din ayidei shomer. Alavadi shomein aisa isam chalokish leitachke bematzi peirin. So bekitzer, we have a problem. So how did they find smooth stones? Shleim the pekes emekoyim emashme shebonu oisam ba'avonim ktanois chalokis, small stones that were completely smooth, shleihoye behem shum pgime. And how do you have such a chetimtze? Kein chalukei avonim shel nachal. You have small stones in the river, so the river smooths out the stones, so these stones are completely smooth. So this was the material that these were the avonim that the mizbeach was made out of. By the base amigdosh, namiksiv even shleima masa nivnam. Erebi shleima. Bekoma Rabbi Yehuda beperk agla rufe. The base amigdosh nivna yidei shomer. Here Taisus bought a raya. From the Gemara Navay de Zorem. That the shomer will not make it smooth enough.